On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, YouTube streaming, streaming audio, streaming hosts, and the triple head to go. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to leave your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio, there's no video to leave the questions underneath, so no problem there. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You'll find all my contact information there, and you can use any of that, or you can always just leave your comment on that page as well. Additionally, if you're listening to this on the website, then by all means, leave it in the comments below. That's cool as well. So the first question comes to me on Twitter from Taylor Keller, and he said, "What are the downsides of live streaming with YouTube?" Okay. There are a couple. The upsides are it's owned by Google, so therefore you get some Google juice. The upsides are it's free, and that's pretty much it. So there are advantages from an SEO perspective. There are advantages from a cost perspective, but you usually pay for stuff in a couple of different ways. Time or quality are a couple of the ways that you pay for things other than money. So, what are the time and quality things that you would be paying for in this case? Well, first off, because of the music industry and the movie industry, content ID runs rampant on YouTube. I know a lot of people will say, well, we've never had a problem. Yeah. I didn't have a problem for years and years on YouTube until I did. That's like saying, well, my car works perfectly fine. I've never had a problem. Well, you don't have a problem until you do, so that's really not a good argument. But I do want to say that Content ID could flag your stream in the middle of your stream and cause you to be pulled down. I've talked to churches that this has happened to. Not just one, but a couple of them during the stream, and they were just out of luck for that Sunday. So that's one thing. If Google had better customer service, you could call someone up, say, okay, here's my CCLI license number for the streaming license. Here's my Church Copyright Association worship cast number, etc., and you'd be good, but they don't have that. So you're out of luck. Embedding is not as easy as it could be. Maybe it'll get better over time. They're really trying to get the streaming down a little bit better. There are ways around that, but just keep it in mind as you're thinking about it. So those are the reasons that I don't particularly like YouTube for church live streaming. For what I do, wouldn't be bad. For maybe a chit-chat with the pastor wouldn't be bad, but for your worship service, there are problems. Okay, Fabian Robles on YouTube says, "Hi Paul, I'm setting up a live stream system for my church, but I'm not much of a tech. We only want to stream the sermon portion of our services, but I'd like to stream the audio from my pastor's mic instead of using the camera's mic, but I'm not sure how to do it." Okay, you need to get the audio out of the soundboard and into the camera's mic input. So basically, you've probably got a tape out on the soundboard. You can come out of that. The downside is that's going to be a really hot signal. So you may need to turn down the gain on your camera, assuming you're coming into a usually it's going to be an 1/8-inch audio jack. Unless you have a professional camera, then it'll be an XLR. But I'm going to guess from your question, it's an eighth inch. You'll need to turn down the gain, or you can get an attenuator circuit. You used to be able to run to Radio Shack, but now that they're mostly out of business, I don't know where you would get that other than, a place like Amazon or B&H or something online. So you're going to need a mic level signal coming into your camera. It's probably got an eighth inch audio jack. Plug it in there. So basically, you'll have two RCAs coming out of the soundboard, the tape out, and going into a eighth inch jack that plugs into your camera. That's the easiest way to do it. Not going to give you the best sound though, but since you're only doing the pastor's mic, that's not a big deal. Now, when you get into music, then we're going to have to talk about mixing with the sub out or something like that. Antonio Martinez on Twitter again asks, "Hello, Paul. I posted a question about 2 weeks ago on Google Plus about what provider to use for church service live streaming, and you mentioned churchstreaming.tv, which I'm using right now, actually. So far, we like it, but wanted to know if you can recommend more options before making a decision. Thanks." Okay. If you want to go simple, then I'm a big fan of, I'm just blanking on the name. But another option is Worship Channels. I've worked with them as well. You can do Ustream or Livestream. I think that they're not exactly tuned for the church market, so that's something else to consider. In talking with him, he actually didn't want to spend any money, so none of those ideas are really going to work for you. Boxcast.net was the one that I couldn't think of earlier. Boxcast is nice and simple. You buy the box, you plug everything in, administrate it from a web GUI, you're good. But in this case, you could do Ustream, Livestream, or YouTube. Just recognize that there's potential issues with that. You're paying for it somehow. So personally, I'd rather pay in money. It's really not that expensive. It's less than what you probably pay a staff member for a day, for a month in general for these services. So I think that in my mind, that would be worth not having to have someone do a lot of work to get around problems. Finally, Levain Davids on Twitter asks me, "Paul, love your tutorials on ProPresenter 6. Do you have any using the multi-screen with the setup of the Matrox triple head to go?" And this is an easy answer because I don't. My church doesn't use the triple head to go, and I don't have one here personally. I've been looking at it, thinking about it, and if people start buying stuff in my store, maybe I can justify it. But as of right now, I just can't. So keep that in mind. If you like this content, I think you'd like my email newsletter. So by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, and there you can pick up a free church tech gift and a subscription to my email newsletter. You can also get some great stuff at my store, which I've mentioned, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. And I am about to add the teleprompter stuff that I've been working on for the last month or so. So I'm excited about that. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.